if you're listening, this is the last episode for the year, and there might be a little bit of glitches and all that stuff. I decided not to edit it because I wanted it to come out as raw as possible. I didn't want to clean it up or anything. I just wanted it to come out the way it came out from my heart. So yeah, that's it. And also, it's Saturday, I want to rest, so the girl is lazy. Hi guys, welcome to another episode. Actually, hi guys, welcome to the last episode of the year at the restroom. I've been stalling on this one. I don't know, maybe because I feel like I'm going to have to open my ash a bit, and I'm not sure I want to do that. And also, it's already December, a lot of things are going on, and I just thought I have to do like a closing episode. So hi guys, and yeah, we're here. It's so funny how I feel like this is like the episode that I'm a bit tensed about. Most episodes I get to prepare, but this is just I feel like this is different. But yeah, my week, if I sound funny, Amatan is already outside. Dust is really, really getting to me, and yeah, so my week this week has, I've always known that Nigerians lie, but this week is just, you know, just solidifying my confirmation that Nigerians lie. People be saying they don't have money, they're not going outside, but I'm seeing status outside. Plus, I went to the market twice this week, and everywhere was full. In fact, a woman fell down with her baby. That was our Oshodi. A woman fell down with her baby because everybody was just moving glass. We're eating each other. It was just not a really funny one. I'm like, you people say that there's no money, you're not doing outside, but everywhere is full to the brim. Yesterday, I went to like the market closest to my house. I wanted to pick something up real quick. You know, that kind of is something that you would take bus to, and in 10 minutes, you're there. It took me like 35 minutes or 30 minutes there about to get there. And as usual, it was full. And everybody had all their, let me say, it's like an Igbo woman, merchandise on the floor for display. And, you know, people were just trying to sell as much. And I'm wondering, but maybe we serve a part of the problem because we too, a shout outside that I went to at all. But apart from that, everybody is going out. I'm seeing people going for rock fest, concerts, and all that stuff everywhere. As usual, before everybody started with, there was no money, but you are spending money. I've not even bothered to try to take Uber or Bolt this period because it's not me that you will suck your blood. I'll be you will suck blood from. So I've just been indoors. And to be honest, I think like last year, I was pretty concerned. Last year, funnily enough, I had like a number of invites like to go out to. There was a concert somewhere. Somebody got me a ticket. I couldn't make it. And I had like places to go to, so I felt like, gosh, I was losing out to an extent. But now I don't mind. I spoke with a friend yesterday, Lamimi yesterday, and so like Alpha said, babe, there's nothing. No, she said she too. there is nothing. You know, there's nothing, and I just called the one that say, why is it? Is it because we're grown? So I believe it was the last episode when I was talking about. I think I spoke about Christmas too on the last episode or so. And my friend reached out to me, Wale, was like, oh, when he listened, he just realized that it's because we're not married and we don't have kids. I'm like, whoosh, that's a bummer. And he said, yeah, that if we had kids, you know, you want to take your children out this period, they'll probably have like Christmas parties in your school and all that stuff. So, you know, in the course of trying to make them have a good time, you end up having a good time. Other parents will come as well. You guys get to talk. Then maybe from there, they'll invite you to one party or another party. So now I think the way to have Christmas is to born child or adopt or go and look for your nieces or something. I don't know. Just be around kids. I guess they're the ones having the time of their life, right? I've been seeing a number of stuff on online as well where they are, you know, organizing like parks and, you know, stuff, share basically like fun activities for children. It just seems exciting. I'm like, why not? Why are you not doing it for adults? Don't we deserve some joy and happiness? I mean, they say this is the most wonderful time. Spread the love. Spread the love. Let it reach grown people too. Why are you focusing on children? But I guess because children will armor you on it. And I feel like it's just a beautiful thing to be a kid. It's just a beautiful thing. You don't spend money. You spend somebody else's money. You are somebody else's problem. You know, everything about you is on somebody else. And you just come, eat, sleep, and do whatever it is you want to do. Shall don't be a bad kid. But yeah, this is my voice. I didn't want it to be an excuse. I didn't want it to be the reason. Whoosh. I didn't want it to be the reason that I did not record this episode. So that's why I'm still doing it irrespective of how I sound. So please, guys, move through the huskiness and the manliness of the voice. And let me just complete my episode. I know that I'm done for the year. So, yeah, this end of the year, beautiful periods, glad tidings, all the good stuff. Jesus is going to be born tomorrow for the over 2000 and something time. And yesterday I spoke with my friend Lami, and she was just, we're just talking, catching up, and she just asked me, oh, how was the year? And I told her, I was like, oh, the year was beautiful from March, from January to March. And she laughed. I'm like, yeah, I'm serious. That the year was just, you know, it was a good one from that period. And from April to, I'll say December has been, oh, December has been good, yeah. I'll say December has been good. But from like April to November, not literally the best. And she asked me, I said it was a, I'll say it was a good year. I'm going to give it like a 5.5 out of 10 or like a 6 if I just want to be generous and round it up. But I told her it wasn't my worst year, so yeah, I'm grateful for that. So, but you know, it was a good year, but it wasn't my best. And I guess probably because I started the year on such a, like, on such a high, like for the first quarter, I was just really, I would say I was literally gliding, right? And then April came and the rug was just pulled, it was just pulled under, it was just pulled off my feet. And yeah, so 2022, whoosh, a year. Like, that's all I can say. It's just been a year. I got tested on my friendships. I got tested on family. I got tested on personal growth. I got tested on finance, money. Like, it was, I mean, every year will show you. I think the only thing that did not really test me was my health. And I'm thankful because I couldn't have been going through all of that then. Health issues and I knock on top again. So I'm grateful for that. But everything just... Everything was just... When I was talking to my friend yesterday, I told her, I felt like every month I was fighting something. Like I was... It felt like every month I was fighting something and trying to, you know, do something or get something done. Then if I get it done or it looks like it's getting done, then another thing comes up. Then another thing comes up, you know. So, and it felt like that back to back every month from April. So, it just felt like, why, God? I mean, we started smooth, so... Or maybe it was also my fault too, because maybe I started... Like, on a really good note, I just felt like, you know, that was how the whole year was. But I think I shouldn't blame myself. Is this supposed to start good and somewhere in the middle, I'm supposed to be afraid that something will come and ruin it, right? But, yeah, that's how it is. The funny thing is that I've been seeing this, oh, dear God, I'm calling, like, calling to check up on God and be like, let me be sure I'm not the strongest soldier in this. I'm like, so it reached everybody. I did not know. And all of us are dressing cute in dresses, showing up in our Sunday best. So... Actually, it's all of us that collect. Good to know. Really, really good to know. But at the same time, if all of us are already telling God that we don't want for next year, we know that's impossible. And I'm not trying to be a pessimist here, but there's no how, you know, something will not show you one way or the other. But we can just only pray that it don't reach as this year should. The country showed us, Buhari showed us, Sanwo-Olu showed us. plus other things that might have been showing us at work and everything. So yeah, in summary, that was what the year was like for me. I feel like I checked out of the year, that was like last week. I saw something, there was something I was trying to do, and I saw something about it. Funnily enough, it came through. Like, it was good news, but it was good news on a deadline I knew I could not meet up with, right? So at that point in time, I was like, God, I'm done. Like, it felt like half good news, and half good news is not 100% good news. So I was just crying, and I was tired. I just felt like, you don't do. I cried this year. I cried the most this year. I'm not joking. Every month I cried. Maybe in January, I can't remember if I cried, except maybe during worship in church or something. But from April, every year I cried tears. April 1, bam, I started crying. The one that everybody was throwing pranks, April 4, I started with tears. So I just, you know, I was just done. I was just like, why was this half big stuff? So I wanted to reach out to a friend, but I knew some things that she was going through as well. So I was like, let me not be the reason. Plus, she's not within the same country, so I couldn't reach out on time. So I called my brother. I was at work. Thankfully, it was like lunch break at work. So I called him. Akitunde, thank you so much. So I called him, and I was talking. I was trying to hide it at first because I was like, yeah, this boy is at work. Do I want to be shedding tears at work? So I tried to edit. I was like, hey, what's up? Your voice sounds crack. I said I was lying down, which was not a lie. I was lying down. I was like, this can only be two things. Either you're crying or you are about to sleep or you just woke up. And I did not just wake up because he already asked me. So I was like, oh, you are crying. I just started to cry again. And he said something that really just, you know, that was just what I just held on to. Well, he said two things. He said, all these things that you've mentioned, now to be honest, you've given it your best, and it's not like if I was in your situation I would have done any better. I would have given, like, what you did is more or less what I would have done, and I'll just, you know, let whatever would take its course. But it didn't happen, and that's just it. Like, this is not your fault, because I started feeling like maybe I was a problem here and all. But I was like, it's not your fault. You've done what you can do, and we can only hope that it works. And if it doesn't work, it did not work. And the advice number two was for me to go and watch Trevor Noah. But I didn't watch Trevor Noah, I just went to sleep. So yeah, those were the two powerful things. So in any situation, if you find that you find yourself in that probably didn't go well, and once you, you know, analyze, or you're sitting down to take stock, like I feel like most people try to take stock at the end of the year. For all your losses, if it's out of your control, it was out of your control. Like, there was literally nothing you could do about it. So just take it like that. Like, there's nothing I could do about it. It just happened, it happened. And I'm sad that it happened. Yes, I'm pained that it happened. I probably put money or time or energy or all the things that I put into, but it didn't happen. Yeah, it didn't happen. Not yet. And number two is to watch something funny. It just helps. At least inject small oxytocin into the situation, basically. So yeah, that was it. I wanted to do this episode with my sister Bisola, but I kind of decided to do this alone because, first of all, I'm the host of the podcast, so, and I don't want to bring somebody else, because by the time she starts talking, and like I said, I was kind of I wasn't sure I wanted to do this, but I did not want to use her to do my dirty laundry. So I'm like, yeah, she'll come on the podcast on another entirely different episode next year, of course. So I'm like, this one is my business. Let me do my business. Don't let any other person come and do it for me. So I apart from like the other things that did not go well this year, I started thinking about it, that, as in quotes, not so good as I said the year was. Also, there were many things that just happened for me that has formed I'll say has formed my belief system. Now, if I do something, I just let it be. Before, I'll worry over it. I'll pray over it. I'll do all the things I can do over it. And just, you know, I'll be very, not anxious, but, you know, just waiting. But now, once I do it, I just do it. I leave it. I'm like, what's the worst that will happen? It does not work. But at least I shot my shot, though. So, you know, before I would even consider what's the worst, I'll just be like, God, please, God, please. But now I'm like, what's the worst that will happen? Like, what's the worst? It's not death, I'd be okay. So it might be rejection, but it's not death, I'd be. It might be, it doesn't work, but it's not death, I'd be. It might be, but as long as it's not death, you know, right? So I'm just like, okay. So yeah, I also don't know if that's a good thing too. Because somehow I'm like, because it's not me, I feel like maybe I've stopped trying. I don't know. But yeah, that's that on that. The good things that happened for me this year was, I would say this year, more money came into my hands than last year. And I'm hoping it's greater money. I mean, don't let me downplay it, because I was going to say, oh, it's not the kind of money that I wanted. There's no kind of money. We are always all greedy, but more money came into my hands than last year. And yeah, I'm thankful for that. Last year, my money came into my hands this year, and I'm thankful for that. I know I am not doing giveaway this year. This year, I'll say in terms of favor, God was good. God was good, like. Not just me, my family experienced favor. There was a particular like thing I'd been praying about that I was like, okay, I want us to be in a position to be able to just, you know, render help to people around us in little ways. And God answered that prayer. So yeah, that one was, it was a huge one for me, because I was like, thank you, God. And it was pretty important to me, because this year I felt like a number of people saw stuff. Like, I know that there's recession globally, but in Nigeria, it's not funny. The price of food, everything. And it got me worried as to how people were feeling. And it was just like my prayer that God, please, at least the people around us, if it's, you know, one loaf of bread we can help with, or one cup of water we can help with, or a pinch of salt, just, you know, put us in a position to be able to just do the little that we can. And yeah, I saw that come through. So yeah, I'm happy about that. Like, I'm glad about that. I can't even hide that I'm glad about that. Then, and trust me, I say this with like all humility or anything. It's because I'm happy. That's why I said that. Maybe because all through the year, it was just like bass, bass, bass. So at least that one that I got, I'm happy about that. I'm thankful about that. And for every time that I desperately needed, you know, like I desperately needed maybe help, be it money or resource or something, you know, God showed up. So I was never stranded, irrespective. I was never stranded. So yeah, that made the year a good one for me. And as per love, nah, we are still single. There's this thing I saw on Instagram. People have been doing this end of the year reel. So there's a stand for talking stage, like talking, single, married. So they now start calling every month of the year. January, single. February, single. Then in between some people moved to talking, like talking stage. They came back to single. So I think there was one that I watched. A girl just moved to talking stage once. And she moved early in the year. So maybe she was hoping that it would have turned out to be something. Then the remaining part of the year, she was just, you know, mama was just on her own. And also, me, from the beginning, is the consistency for me. It's the consistency for me. I've been seeing this, oh, next year we go again. Well, I can't say that, but okay, yeah, let me say that. Next year we go again, for sure. But this year, consistent. Very consistent. overall, like I said from the beginning, I think I'll give the year like a 5. If it's 6, let me say 6. Let me be good. I'll give the year a 6. And, I'll give the year a 6. I when I was talking to my friend yesterday, I said that I just want the year to start again. I was like, oh, you know, that's like the problem whereby people just, you know, want to start again for the sake of January 1 now. Exercising more, eating better and all that stuff. Like, they feel like maybe with the year comes the reset and the... We feel like with the year comes the reset and the ability to be able to just, you know, do better and start again. And that's not the case for me. I'm just tired of the year already. I've been in this year for too long. I just want to move. It's like, you know, when you've been sitting in a car for too long and you're just like, you just want to move. And I told her, I said, that's not why I'm... Like, I want the new year to come. I want the new year to come. No, it's just like when you've had a long day and you're like, let tomorrow just come, you know? Not because you have special plans for tomorrow or tomorrow is going to be... Well, we're all hopeful that tomorrow is going to be better and bigger and beautiful and all that good stuff. But, you know, I'm just like, let tomorrow just come already. These 24 hours, or as the case is, this 360-something... Okay, I don't think it's up to 365 yet. So this 365 minus, well, I think we have 7 more days this year. So 365 minus 7 more days this year is already too long. Let's move. That's where I'm at. So that's where I'm at. And next year is not going to be better because it's a new year. I don't know how to put it. It's not going to be better because I'm just trying to sound bad, but it's not going to be better because it's not like it's a manual reception. It's not like salvation, in quotes, that all your sins are purged and you are good now, great now. You know, that you have to continue. My point is basically you just have to continue. That was what I said. I was like, that's the funny thing though. Like, irrespective of all the things that, you know, you've gone through, I've gone through, all I've gone through, we just have, like, we can't stop. That's the thing, like, you just have to wake up and jump start again. Like, you can't take a break, in quotes. I know you can retreat and chill, but you can't really stop. You can't say pause, like, press a button and say, it's not a game. Like, you can't say, I want to go and eat and I will come back to you in the next 6 hours. Well, as long as there's light, if you live in Nigeria, though, you know. You can't say you do that. Like, you just have to continue. And I don't think I really like that. Like, maybe if there was a time for me to have stopped and just sit down. Or maybe we do have it. We're not just... I don't know. But, you know, this is maybe if there was a time for me to have just paused and just pause and just... I mean, pause in the sense that pause and it's not also clicking or adding to my ears or anything. Right? Just pause. Because even when you say you're taking a break, you're still like, time is still going too. So, but that's the thing about, like, you just have to continue. Just till the day you die, man, you just have to continue. You just have to continue. So, yeah, that's that. As regards friendships this year. Yeah, I'm proud of myself with friendships. I think I did better. That's the thing, dude. You know that kind of... You're not... Well, I think I did better. Yeah, I'm going to give myself a pat on the back. I think I did better. Yeah, it made me realize that... not like my friendships were bad, but it could go deeper. And I'm glad that I went deeper on some levels with some people. Like... Particularly people that mattered to me, you know. And even my family, because, of course, yes, they are my siblings, but I do consider them friends. Yeah, I'll say, yeah, we went deeper. So, a number of things that I'll say we went deeper. I was much more vulnerable. I don't know if I can say that. But yes, I'll say that. I was much more vulnerable and much more open to... my friends, and I'll say to my family too. So yeah, so that's an A++ on that one, my friendships, you know. And I like I said, it also made me realize that maybe I wasn't because on this friendship end, I can't evaluate the other person. I can always just check for myself. I just, you know, it made me realize that, you know, I wasn't doing as much of a good job as I was before. Because I got to see more of them. They got to, like, you know, open up to me much more. And we got deeper and closer, and I'm grateful for that. But I was like, ah, so that means as at then, it wasn't as what I thought it was, you know, just, you know, what I thought it was. So, yeah, I'm grateful for that, for a number of my friendships that just got deeper. I'm just very grateful for that, because it just made me, I really believe friendship is a beautiful thing. Like, genuinely, I feel like it's one of those relationships that is just, you know, is genuine, as long as it's not, like, in a romantic context. It's genuine, like, it's not like I love you in a romantic way in that sense, but it's just deep and just beautiful and all. And the fact that I got to explore that part much more this year, yeah, I am thankful for that, and I'm grateful for that. And it shows me that I can always be a better friend too. So every year I can always be a better friend. I can always do better, be better. So yeah, that's my plans for next year. I just want to win. I keep saying it. I just want to win. I just want to win. My friend was like, how? Like, what do you mean how? To be honest, I told her that's what I still stick by. You know a win when a win is a win. Bars. Okay, no, that wasn't a bar. It was just consecutive repetition. You know a win when a win is a win. I like how it sounds. You know a win when a win is a win. You know a win when a win is a win. It's giving Eminem. You know a win when a win is a win. You know. Maybe something you've been trying to work out, or maybe even when you're not trying to work out something and it just came through, you know it, you will know a win. Don't let me say I've not entered 2023, because some of us be seeing deeper things. But it's not like I've started living it out in that sense, like physically. But, you know, I can't say that this was what the win was or this was, but I just really want a win, because, like I said, from April this year, it did not too much feel like a win like that, you know. So, yeah, and I'm excited about next year. Next year, I'm going to be 25. If you think I'm older, shame on you. For some reason, people think I'm older than that. I'm currently 24, as that's when I'm recording this, on the 24th of December, 2022. Next year, January 8th, I'm going to be 25, and I'm excited about it. I know most people are not usually excited about growing older, but for this one, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. When I clocked 20, I wasn't excited about it. I was scared. And now I'm older, I'm excited about it. So I'm glad how it has turned out. 20, I wasn't excited. 21, I was in between. 22-ish. 23, I don't know. I think 24, I was excited too. This year, I was excited. I was just grateful for life. But this one, I'm a bit excited about it. Yeah, 25, I'm excited. I'm excited. Maybe it's because I feel like I've been 24 for too long too, so maybe I'm happy to clock another age. I don't know, but I'm excited about 25. God, I beg, make the year gel, please. I'm excited about 25, guys. So, ah, by the way, how will you look at me and think that I'm older? Like, I don't know. I feel like my face is, I mean, I'm pretty cheeky. Like, I have cheeks and my face is round, so it gives me, like, a really, my head is small. So I think to an extent I have, like, a, if I do say so myself, and I'm saying so myself, I have, like, cute facial structures. So I definitely give young vibes. Like, everything about me, my hair is natural and I mostly pack it up in a puff. So I really give small girl look. I don't know why you would see me in any manner and think that I'm older than my age. Is it because I'm big? I'm not even big. I'm not tall. Ordinary 5'6" like me. So I don't know why somebody would see me and think that I'm older. And if you've ever thought that I'm older, I'm saying it again. Shame on you. Shame on you if you ever thought I was younger, though. You're my G. So, 2023, winds all around, God. Some of us are tired of being strong. We just want soft like Tony. We just want to live our life. Just be soft like Tony. And yeah, I think that's the song I'm going to be listening to. That I'm going to go and play it after I publish this episode. Soft like Tony, am I? That's what I'm going to go and be hearing now, because that's what I want. That is all that I want. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this episode. I wasn't sure that I wanted to do this, to be honest, because to an extent, it felt like I was going to acknowledge that I failed. And that's not something that I really like doing, because I grew up doing well, so I now grew older to now be failing at things. And, you know, it's not just, oh, you failed at one thing, then you got to recuperate from that, then you failed at another thing. It felt like at some point, it felt like you were failing at this and this and this, that and this and that and that and that and that and that. Okay, maybe not as much as that, but, you know. Yeah, so, yes, yeah, so this year, it meant I was going to come out and acknowledge that I did not do so well in some things, and in a lot of things, actually, you know. But at the same time, it just also meant that I was going to acknowledge that even in the midst of the storm and other stuff, now I'm sounding very spiritual. Let me finish my sentence. Even in the midst of the storm and other things that came through, God was faithful. Yeah, God was faithful. Did I cry? Yes. But still, God was faithful. So, to a 6 over 10 year, or should I say 7? Why am I increasing it all of a sudden? Anyway, at this stage, I don't know what to rate the year again, but yeah, irrespective. Or maybe I should give it 7, because true, last, with all the yama sauce that came through, sha, like, I'm standing and... The year did not break my soul. So, yeah, that's it. So, thank you, 2022, for the lessons and the pains and the joys and the beautiful memories and other stuffs. And, yeah, I look forward to next year, 2023, whereby it is a soft like Tony storm. Because I don't have energy for war again. I don't have strength to be fighting Goliath. Nah, if I'm going to slay, let me slay one. Let me just slay one and let's move on. Next. I don't have strength to be fighting Goliath. I'm not that kind of warrior. But, you know, even irrespective of all the things that might come through for 2023, I definitely believe that if you've, you know, seen a year that you did not like in that sense, and you still skilled through standing strong, you know, whatever like the new year might have for you, you always have strength to pull through and you come out unscathed and you come out with wins and victories and stories to tell. So yeah, that's that and that. Thank you guys for sticking with me since I came back of my moratorium where I went to hide. And for all the episodes that I've put out this year, thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for just, you know, engaging with my content and all. People really got to you see this podcasting, right? I mean, from like the first season that I started the intro and I said it, that it was just born out of me being a really chatty person, and people write journals, right? Rather than I started journaling like 2 years ago actively, Sha, and rather than journaling, I'll just sit down and talk to myself. And also, this is like a better way for me to record and also keep track of my progress, as much as I'm just, you know, sharing a part of my life with people. But it's also something that I can always go back to and listen to and just, you know, keep track of. So and the fact that you people, you know, to an extent, people vibe with it. Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to doing this more next year and having more guests and talking about things that nobody begged me to talk about and ranting more, sharing how my week went more and all that stuff. And just sharing this part of myself with people and just doing it. Why am I shy all of a sudden? So yeah, thank you guys for listening to every person. My mom listens she may not be interested in what I have to say. We might have even fought before the episode came out, but my mom listens. So thank you, mommy. Thank you to every one of my friends that shares, my siblings. Like, my sister listens at work. And my immediate older sister too, she listens. She might be eating or anything, listens. And that means it. I know that it's family support, but I don't take it for granted. My brother as well, you know, my friends that listen, and my friends that share and have someone that listened, and they're like, oh, okay. Like, it just, you know, it really does mean a lot. And people that encourage me not to quit. And yeah, thank you. So it's a wrap, guys. Till next year, I can't say when, but when I come back, I come back big. So till next year, Merry Christmas, guys, and Happy New Year in advance. I really do hope this year brings beautiful, beautiful things for you. And hasta la vie for the last time in 2022. Bye.